Hello and welcome to a Lewis and Clark College podcast. I'm here with senior Eric Atchison, a religious studies major from Wichita, Kansas. On March 27th, Eric will be one of three American students competing in the annual U.S.-Irish debate hosted by the National Parliamentary Debate Association. Along with students from the University of Wyoming and Colorado College, Eric will take on three of Ireland's best debaters. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved with debate, Eric?
Sure. In elementary school, I had a couple of teachers who began phasing in sort of communication and debate curricula before like anyone else had required it to be done. And I just sort of remember trying to do those sort of debates and being absolutely hooked. You know, it's like the character Ralph Garcia says in Fame, it's like the meanest high there was, especially for someone who's only 10 years old and you can't legally have any other highs. It was really a rush and I really enjoyed doing it. And so when I began signing up for high school classes, I think that memory sort of stuck with me. And I began debating for my high school. And when I applied to Lewis and Clark, Steve Hunt, our director of forensics, took a look at my the resume I'd sent in, and that included my speech and debate experience. And he offered me a scholarship to compete here. So.
And at this point, you've done some debating with a teammate here at Lewis and Clark?
Yes. His name is Scott Cheesewright. He's, I think, a junior international affairs econ double major. In all honesty, he's sort of the creative genius behind a lot of the stuff we run. I'm along for the ride. He's absolutely brilliant. One of the best people in extemporaneous speaking in high school. He's doing a lot more debate now with us. I mean, part of the reason why he wouldn't be up there with me is because the Irish debates are generally geared towards debate seniors, as opposed to like freshmen, sophomores, or juniors. It's very rare for a non-senior to be given that opportunity in any given year.
So what's been your motivation to pursue debate during college?
It's been a great community for me. I mean, when you come into like when you come into a college and already know you're going to be doing like X activity, where it's a sport or journalism or debate, you already have like a ready-made network of people and of friends. And for me, that was really important in being able to integrate into Lewis and Clark. Since being from Kansas, Portland was quite a culture shock, and being able to have that sort of that community of friends to fall back on was really important for me.
And I hope it's fun too.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely a lot of fun. It's a good way to waste all my weekends at tournaments. And we get to travel a lot around the country. I've gotten to go to a lot of places that I wouldn't otherwise probably be able to go to. I'm south in California, San Diego, Los Angeles. The Irish debates are actually going to be taking place at the Air Force Academy, which I otherwise would have no reason to go, but I'm actually going to be able to get to see and tour and that sort of thing. So,
do you have a sense of what you'll be debating about?
Yes and no. We're kind of in the process of negotiating what the topic is actually going to be. The interesting thing is when you have national champions debating each other, like across between countries, is that American debate is fairly unique in that we debate sort of policy, like we debate what our government should do or should not do, like whether or not we should withdraw from Iraq, whether or not we should, you know, decriminalize marijuana, take your pick. In Europe, we end up, a lot of debaters debate sort of, for lack of a better term, values, whether or not we should value, you know, the sentiments of like affirmative action, whether or not we should value the role that religion should or should not play in schools.
And since you've never worked with these other American students before, are you talking with them beforehand?
I've actually done some work with them at summer debate institutes. I've been to summer debate camps at Willamette University and the University of Wyoming with both of these students. I've never actually debated with them, but I've I've gone to seminars with them together, done research, that sort of thing. So we're pretty familiar. Like the three of us are pretty familiar with each other. But we've had quite a few discussions about how we want our strategy to go, who we want sort of covering which tasks of the debate, and we're still working that out. I imagine we will be right up until like the day or two before the debate.
Sure. How do you see debate matching with what you've been studying here at Lewis and Clark? Do you think that they reinforce each other? Has debate helped your academic work?
Not directly. Like a lot of the subjects of debate are necessarily concurrent with my academic work as a religious studies major. But at the same time, I don't think that's altogether necessary either. It's sort of like, you know, not all pre-med students necessarily have to be biology majors. Mm-hmm. Not all debaters necessarily have to be, you know, international affairs or poli-sci or econ. That being said, a lot of, like, the skills outside of the round, like the research that goes with debate, mm-hmm. And that sort of thing has helped me immensely in pretty much every facet of my academic life.
What's next for you? You're a senior now.
Yeah, I've been applying to several graduate divinity schools across the country. I'm still in the process of deciding where to go. I'm sort of trying to choose between the Graduate Theological Union at Berkeley, very liberal, Claremont School of Theology in Los Angeles, slightly less liberal, and the University of Chicago, where they actually kind of take themselves seriously from what I'm told. So I'm still trying to sort of decide where I'm going after that, after Lewis and Clark, but it's going to be graduate school, probably one of those three places.
And what's next for you in debate? Is this it?
This is it. In terms of myself as a debater, yeah, this is it. After the exhibition debate between the Americans and the Irish, we'll have the national championship debates, where we'll crown a new national champion, and that sort of thing. And I mean, no matter where I'm eliminated in that space of the tournament, whether I make it to finals, that's going to be it for me as a competitor. If I end up going to graduate school, like in California at Berkeley or Claremont, I'll probably stay in the community to like judge some debates, probably mm-hmm. help coach some younger debaters at Cal Berkeley or Claremont. I might do a little bit of that.
Well, either way, it's not a bad place to end the career.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I've got. Thank you very much for talking with us today mm-hmm. and sharing a little bit. And best of luck to you at the debate.
Thank you.